Right now it's time for our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. The LPGA's premier event is coming up this November at Trump International Golf Club. The 32 finest female golfers in the world vying for the $1 million first place prize. You can go to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX for advanced tickets. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. Or ADTChampionship.com. And joining us now on the line is a very good friend of the program, Judy Dickinson from the ADT Championship. Judy, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us today.
Hey, good morning, Russ. How are you?
We're doing great. We're excited to talk to you. Of course, we are very excited as we get closer to what I think is the best event of the year on the LPGA Tour. The format's phenomenal. It's a 32-woman field. You cut that in half on Friday to 16. It's a hard and fast number. If you don't get exactly 16 women after Friday's second round, all the girls on the bubble play off immediately, sudden death. You get down to 16 for Saturday. You cut that in half again to 8 for Sunday, another hard and fast number. So if you don't get exactly 8, all the girls on the bubble, immediately, sudden death right then and there. You get 8 women on Sunday for the $1 million in cash in that glass cube first place prize. Second place is one-tenth of that, $100,000. So the stakes are incredibly high. And we're getting close. We're now only a couple of months away. I know you guys had some news this week regarding the National City Million Dollar Shootout, and I want to get to that in a second. But first off, I want to talk about the field because half the field is already set from the first half of the LPGA Tour season. We know Annika Sorenstam's in the field along with Paula Kramer, Lorena Ochoa, Sean Wally for her win at the Ginn Tribute, Yanni Tseng for her win at the McDonald's LPGA. NB Park is now in because of her U.S. Women's Open title. Ji Yai Shin is in for her British win. Who else is in the field for the first half?
Well, we have Helen Alfredson and local Kari Webb. We don't want to forget them. And Suzanne Pedersen, I believe, is in, along with Maria Horth. So the first half that's already in, I think we've got a pretty good representation of the great players on the tour so far. We're polling for local Morgan Pressel to still make it. She's going to have to go a little bit here. Canadians coming up, which is a winner's event, so hopefully maybe she can win that one and get herself in the tournament.
Judy, Russ mentioned one of the women that are in is Annika, and this is going to be her final U.S. appearance of her career, allegedly. You've been a player. You know what players go through. Do you think there's any chance that this is her actual last event, or do you think she'll come back?
Well, after watching the saga of Brett Favre and Roger Clemens, I don't think you can say anybody's ever, retired. In fact, her statements, I think she's actually softened them when she first started out to saying, I'm stepping away for a while. I think she left the door open, and, I don't know. I see her possibly playing in the future.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joined on the line by our good friend Judy Dickinson from the ADT Championship. It is our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, as we do each and every week, taking a closer look at the LPGA Tour and the upcoming ADT Championship this November at Trump International Golf Club. For tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX or ADTChampionship.com. And Judy, you mentioned a couple of the players that I think fans should really focus on over the next few months because they're not yet in the field. Morgan Pressel being one of them, Natalie Gulbis being another. Both these girls have had kind of subpar years. Have you noticed anything with Gulbis or Pressel that would lend you to realize why they haven't won yet this year and why they maybe are not playing as well as they have in years past?
Well, I haven't talked to either one of them to be sure of this. I've talked to a couple of players, but I'm just guessing. Sometimes when you get out of the box when you're young and you have, great starts, especially for Morgan, you have a tendency to try to be, like everybody, you want to be that much better. You set your goals that much higher. And sometimes you start tweaking things with your swing and they don't come around right away. So sometimes you put an awful lot of pressure on yourself to be better. After I won my first tournament, the very next week was probably the hardest tournament I played. Because all of a sudden you have this expectation for yourself that you have this image of yourself, and all of a sudden you should win every week.
That's interesting, Judy, because you a lot of people say you finally win one, and then the pressure's kind of off. Like now you know you can do it. You know what it took to win, but you're saying it's actually more pressure in a way because now the expectations go up. Do you think with the younger players, maybe that's what they were feeling this year because you haven't seen a lot out of Morgan or Natalie this year after pretty good years last year.
Well, plus this is, you know, the Solheim Cup's coming up, so a lot of the U.S. players, I think, there's a lot of things I think that are coming into play here. There's a lot of pressure to make the team again. They both were on it. I know they want to be on it again. You know, the other things that can happen, is especially when you're successful, I think sometimes it's very hard to balance all the demands on your time, especially for Natalie and Morgan. They're very popular players. I'm sure they have a lot of opportunities, and if you don't know how to say no, you can end up not focusing on your golf game as much as you once did and doing these things around the world.
Judy Dickinson from the ADT Championship joining us here on the line. Russ Evans, Pat Roney Jr. with you on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. The ADT Championship Spotlight segment, as we do each and every week, taking a closer look at that 32-woman field event that comes around every November at Trump International Golf Club. For tickets, log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX or ADTChampionship.com. And Judy, ADT Championship releasing some really cool information this week, some news regarding the National City Million Dollar Shootout, announcing its qualifying sites and, of course, the finals, which will be held during the final round at Trump International Sunday, November 23rd. Give us an idea for what this event is about, because there's going to be a chance that a fan at the ADT Championship can win $1 million with a hole-in-one, $500,000 to that fan and $500,000 to a designated charity.
This is our fifth year of running the shootout, and this year we've actually, with National City as a sponsor, its second year, we've actually expanded qualifying, and there's going to be sites in Port St. Lucie, Palm City, Stewart, will be down here, West Palm Beach, Cocoa Beach, and then in Daytona prior to the tournament, that people can walk up and try to qualify to be a finalist in the shootout, and the finals will be on, as you said, on Sunday during the final round of the ADT Championship. Once the players come through, we set up on the ninth hole, and everybody shoots to try to, you know, get a hole-in-one and win $1 million for themselves and charity. The great thing about it is we have fantastic close-to-the-pin prizes, which helps drive the shootout every year. Again, we have a $500 National City gift card. We have two round-trip tickets on American Airlines, and once again, we have a stay-and-play at the World Golf Village. It's just among the things we give away to the people that shoot. So it's a fun event. It's for charity. It's for the Susan B. Komen Cure Central Florida and South Florida Chapters of Benefits, so I hope everybody will come out and shoot. Our first one's on August 15th at Club Med Sandpiper in Port St. Lucie.
That's right. August 15th, Club Med Sandpiper in Port St. Lucie from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. That's your first chance to qualify to be a finalist in the $1 million shootout. You have a chance to win $1 million, $500,000 for you, $500,000 for a designated charity. That final Sunday, November 23rd at Trump International on the ninth hole. So are you setting that because that's a par five. Are you setting up a tee box there, maybe in the fairway somewhere?
I think it's actually on the range.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's on the range there, so that might be an error in the, but I think it's on the range.
Okay, so it's setting up on the range. You're shooting for a hole in one on the driving range there at Trump International.
I'm sorry, at Trump International. I thought you meant they're qualifying. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's at Trump International. It's on the ninth.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
so it's on the par five, but you're setting up a tee box somewhere in the fairway. I'm guessing like 150, 160 yards out.
It's 145 for men and 135 for women. So we're not backing you up 180 yards.
Now, how about this? If you're coming to the tournament on Sunday and you're a finalist, can you bring your own club, or do you have to use a golf club that's already there that is provided for you?
No, we provide all the equipment, so you just show up, and usually we have one of the golf manufacturers out there who's. We have the front row going on. They usually have clubs out there, so
you can try it. You can try a club.
Yeah, you can try a club prior to trying to shoot for the million. So it's a lot of fun.
Judy, how do you qualify? Do you, when you're going to like the Club Med or something? Do you have like 10 shots at a green, and you know you take the top three people that come the closest out of the 10 shots, or how do you actually qualify for this?
Well, generally it's set up for a 90-yard shot, and you pay $10 and you get three balls, and you can try as many times as you want. The person who ends up being the winner that day is the finalist. I also give out three prize packages that day, so first, second, and third win tickets to the tournament. And we may be doing some other things also at each site.
So there's a bunch of chances to qualify over the next couple of months. Coming up soon is August 15th at Club Med Sandpiper in Port St. Lucie. And if one of these courses is near you, just get in touch with them to get all the details. August 15th at Club Med Sandpiper in Port St. Lucie, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. August 22nd at Piper's Landing Golf Club in Palm City. That's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. August 23rd, Martin County Golf and Country Club in Stewart. September, and then you have a bunch of spots in September as well. Mm-hmm. September 20th, right here in West Palm Beach at the Ocahele Golf Course, right down there on Forest Hill and just west of Jog, a great public facility from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also at Cocoa Beach Country Club up in Cocoa Beach that same day, September 20th. And then September 27th in Daytona up by LPGA headquarters at the LPGA International Golf Club. For more information about all these qualifying sites and more information about the contest, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call the ADT Championship office at 561-656-4400. Judy, you have anything to add to that?
I just think it's, this is, like I said, the fifth year we've run it. It's been very exciting every year. We've had some great shots that come close to hole one. I'm rooting every year for someone to make it. I'd love to give away the $500,000.
$500,000 to you if you make it, and $500,000 to a charity.
That'd be fantastic.
And it's a great event. It's a great promotion. National City backing that fifth year in existence, the National City Million Dollar Shootout this year, 2008. This coming ADT Championship this November, Trump International, and the field halfway is set. Annika Sorenstam, Paula Kramer, Lorena Ochoa, Maria Yorth, Helen Alfredson, Kari Webb, Sean Wali, Yanni Tseng, NB Park, Suzanne Pedersen, possibly Natalie Gulbis, possibly Morgan Pressel if they play well this second half. For tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX or ADTChampionship.com. Judy, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. We look forward to talking to you some more here down the stretch, only a couple of months away from the 2008 ADT Championship.
Thanks, Russ. It's August. It's getting exciting, so make sure you get your tickets.
All right. Thanks, Judy. There she is, Judy Dickinson, joining us from the ADT Championship.